You know, Logan Moore is back in Lehigh Valley. It's his fourth overall stint with the Iron Pigs in the past two seasons. After starting the year down in AA Redding and shuttling up and down Route 222 last season between Allentown and Redding, Logan was kind enough to join me before tonight's game.
Now, you're known mostly as a defensive guy. You've performed well behind the plate. Over the last two seasons, you've combined to throw out more than 50% of runners. Why the success defensively? Why have you been so good behind the plate?
I just think I figured out what works for me and continue to practice everything and got a routine within the last four years probably and stuck with it. And just how I've been playing that way, and I haven't really felt the need to change much, just kind of continue to get better at everything and keep everything sharp. And that's really it. I mean, I have a lot of good catching coaches. There's a lot of coaches in this organization that have gave me a lot of insight on the catching aspect, the game calling, the physical part of it. So, I mean, to give a lot of credit to them, especially Ernie Witt. He's a big, big help for me. And that's really been it. Just kind of continue to keep doing my routine, and that's really it.
How much time would you say you spend working on the defensive part of your game, percentage-wise? Because we always hear about catchers, it's mostly a defensive position. They don't expect so much offensively from you. So how much of your practice time do you devote to the defensive work?
When I was younger, it was a lot more now so, because I had to get some things right and, like, as far as mechanically. And so, I mean, it's gone down as I've gotten older, because I know what works for me and I just know what I need to get ready for the game. It's not so much about learning now. It's just continuing to keep it sharp, like I said before. But spring training, we're doing a lot of work physically, defensively and stuff. So, and then once the season starts, it's kind of just stay ready, get ready for the game, and go out and play.
Here with Logan Moore, you were invited in spring training to the big league camp. What was that experience like for you? How was the instruction you got there and the competition you faced there different than maybe you were used to?
I'd say the only difference there is the focus is more about game calling, pitch calling, and handling your pitcher. And I mean, the game's still the same there. I can play the game, catch the ball, throw the ball, all that, but if we focus a lot more on what to call in this count and what the pitcher's strength is, and more so working that way as opposed to physically playing the game. It's the same game, play it, and it's a mental game up there.
Now, offensively, you seem to have had your best success at the AAA level in Lehigh Valley. You're batting .304 in your last 31 International League games, and as the competition seems to get better that you face, you perform better at the plate. Why is that?
I have no idea. I feel up here I stick to a plan a little bit better, and obviously the pitching, I wouldn't say it's a whole lot better. Guys have more of a plan themselves, and so I think that you can combat that by having your own plan, and you know they're going to throw it in a certain place, and they're not missing by 4 feet, they're missing by inches. And I'd say that's probably one of the things that's helped me, is when I'm within my plan, sticking to my plan. It changes for every pitcher, obviously, but I can go against their plan and I find a way to get some knocks out of it. So
you have a plan, they have a plan. Does it make it any easier in a way, even though the competition's supposedly better?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a plan up there, you might as well just not go up and try and hit, because you can't do that. I mean, they always say see ball, hit ball, but you got to be looking for something. As what you've seen, what he's been throwing, that's kind of what you base your plan off. No, I always think what I'm going to get as opposed to what I want, you know? Like, I'd see a guy throwing a lot of change-ups. I mean, I might change my plan. Like, all right, I'm going to probably try and sit on that early in the count. So, I mean, just little things like that. I don't really know why I do better here. I'll take it, though.
Here with Logan Moore on the AT&T pregame show. Now, your father, Brad, and manager Dave Brundage were roommates back in 1987 when they played together in Clearwater. How well did you know Brundy before you started playing for him?
I didn't know him, really. I mean, the second he came to the Phillies organization, my dad said, oh, that was my old roommate, so go say hello for me. And I met him and talked a little bit. And then last year when I got the chance to come up and play for him, got to learn a lot more about the guy, and it's pretty rare, pretty small world. You get to play with the guy that your dad played with and roomed with, so it's pretty wild experience. But I like it, and he's a good manager. I like how he runs his show, and that's really it.
So it doesn't change the experience for you at all, then, having at least known about him or your father knowing him at all?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, we're still here just play the game and try and win.
How does he compare at all to what your father maybe told you about him when you found out he was coming to the Phillies?
My dad said, said he's a good dude, and didn't tell me a whole lot about him. A couple stories here and there, but nothing crazy.
Here with Logan Moore, you're in a system right now that's loaded with catching talent. Andrew Knapp's been up here all year. Jorge Alfaro down in Double A, who you've seen, you were down there a lot of this year, who's tearing it up offensively when he's been healthy. What's the pressure to perform and the competition like in a system that is so loaded with talent behind the plate?
I mean, competition's always nice to kind of feels yourself and go out and play your game. I mean, I can't control where they send me, where playing time, any of that. So I got to be ready myself when I see myself in the lineup. I just got to get ready to play the game. And we got some good players, some good catchers in this organization. We all kind of help each other out and help each other get ready for games. So it's a good thing, I think, having competition within the organization.
How do you set yourself apart then? Because a lot of people would say J.P. Arencibia is no longer with Lehigh Valley. That's the hole that you filled when you came up here. And God forbid there be an injury at the big league level, they're going to need someone. So how do you set yourself apart to maybe be that next guy?
My main focus is be good behind the plate, control the staff, catch well, throw some guys out here and there, and that's my main focus. And, I mean, the hitting I'm not worried about either. I mean, but my main focus as of right now, when they call a catcher up, it's going to be defense first. And so that's the way I look at it, and that's what I try to pride myself in and work hard at. And like I said, that's my main focus.
And that's what we talked about before, is probably the best aspect of your game. Last question for you, Logan. Your father played briefly for the Phillies. He played for a while in the Phillies organization. What does it mean for you to play in the Philly system and maybe one day play for the big league club in Philadelphia?
It's definitely a cool experience. The day that I got drafted by the Phillies, he was real stoked, and it was crazy how that worked out. So, I mean, I know he would like to see me get called up by the Phillies. I mean, it'd be a little more special for him and myself also. He's just as excited as I am, and so it's, like I said, pretty wild how it all worked out.
In Reading, Moore split time with a couple of catchers, Jake Fox and the rising prospect Jorge Alfaro. Here in Lehigh Valley, he regularly splits time with Andrew Knapp, a system that is loaded, and it's just tough to get everyday reps. The real question in Logan Moore's game so far in his career has been the offense. So far this season in Reading, he batted .224 in 22 games. In his short time in Lehigh Valley, and I mean really short, he has batted .500.